When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So Tootsie Pop rappers with a Native American chief and star will give you free candy and gives you good luck.
I definitely heard free candy. Like that was okay. If you had that, it was free candy. I don't know where you get like there's no process set up for that. Like who do you talk to about your free candy? But I heard that as a kid.
There's no process. You're so right, though. There's no process for you to get your free candy. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, there's not like a number printed on the inside of the wrapper that says, like, call if, you know, you got free.
If you find it, call us. Hey, Science Pals, it's Grace. I am back with you this week. Unfortunately, Josh has the COVID. Aw, sad. So he's not going to be joining us this week, which means we're getting another replay leading us up to the 100th podcast episode. I know, I'm just as excited as you guys are. Hopefully we'll have more details in our next Snappy Science or on our Instagram page. So make sure you guys are following us there on Instagram. It's at Random Theory Pod on the gram. And we are getting ready to do the 100th episode. We're really excited. We're trying to figure it out how to get everyone in on a Zoom call, hang out for a little while, and just like answer some fun questions and like chat with you guys. It's going to be all about our community, the Random Theory family, you know, our science pals, you know who you are, OGRT till the very end. And it's really exciting. I can't believe we're rolling up on episode 100. And to celebrate that, why don't I read a rating and review? That's right, a rating and review from one of our loyal OGRT science pals. This week, our rating and review is coming from Apple Podcasts. It's from Jandal, I think, 1013. And they said, fun facts and great chemistry, dot, dot, dot. And they get 5 stars. I'm assuming you're talking about the great chemistry being Josh and I. Get it? Because, you know, chemistry, like actual chemistry. And then, you know, like the chemistry. Yeah, anyway. Okay. They gave us 5 stars and they said, love every episode you do. Me and my 13-year-old son, PJ, love listening to your podcast in the mornings before he leaves for school. We're longtime T-Core fans. Oh, I love that. PJ, keep being awesome. Keep hanging out with your parents because they sound like some really cool people. So 10 out of 10 recommend hanging out with them. They sound awesome. And they left us a beaker, a lab coat, and a test tube. That's how you know they're a real science pal. They also left a knock knock joke. So Josh, if you're listening, this one's for you. Hopefully it makes you feel better. Knock knock. I guess this doesn't really work with one person, does it? You guys say who's there. Knock knock. Lena. Lean a little closer and I'll tell you a scientific fact. I bet you guys weren't expecting that one. I wasn't. And if you lean in a little closer, we're going to get into some urban myths right after this break. All right, guys. Urban myths. Does gum stay in your stomach for 7 years? I don't know. You're going to have to listen to this podcast. Actually, I do know. But you're going to have to listen to this podcast to find out. We'll see you for the 100th episode. See you guys super soon. Enjoy this podcast replay. If you don't know what an urban myth is, it's a humorous or horrific story or piece of information circulated as though true, especially one portraying to involve someone vaguely related or known to the teller. In other words, it's a fictional tale that circulates widely as told and retold with different details and is supposedly true. So an example of this would be like, you can't go outside with wet hair because you'll catch a cold.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that one for sure.
So the example we're going to use is the spider bite. And it's possibly one of the most or more believed urban myths. And this one tells a tale of a young person, often a traveler, who's been bitten by a spider or an ant. And then when they get home, the victim experiences a hatching where a parasitic baby spider or ant bursts out from underneath their skin. And just so you know, this is not physically possible. Like, it can't happen. It's basically like the big thing where like it was used in Alien and like in Stephen King's Dreamcatcher and in Stephen Meyer's The Host. So it's basically been used a ton throughout storytelling.
Yeah, there was a book that I read as a kid, and I think we've talked about it on here. They made it into a movie recently, like a couple years ago, but it was called Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
That sounds awful.
First of all, had a like terrifying cover. It was like this abstract drawing of a dude. It was really weird. But it was like a it was billed as like a children's book in, school libraries, but it had like horrific stories, and there was one that was this. It was like the spider, bit this girl.
Yeah.
Or I think she knew that she was bitten. They thought it was like a zit or something, but then it obviously like grows and then explodes with spider. But then when they made the movie, I saw the movie and it had that scene in it, and it was awful. I lost it. Couldn't have it.
Yeah, but just so you guys know, like this is like not physically possible. Like, it is an urban myth. You cannot get a spider that lays babies under your skin, and that's that.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness, literally.
Thank goodness.
So another legend that we do not know, well, actually Josh doesn't know if it's true or false. I've done the research, so I'm going to ask Josh if these are like true or false.
Okay.
You will die from eating Pop Rocks and soda together.
Okay. So I've definitely heard this one. Mythbusters did an episode on it, and I have seen the episode, but I do not remember what happened in it. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you probably cannot die. Like, you're not going to... I don't think Pop Rocks and carbonation have the power to do that. So I'm going to say you're definitely not going to die.
You're definitely not going to die. So you're right about that.
Okay.
Congratulations. Woo. You're one for one.
All right.
This actually came from this thing called Little Mikey. Okay. He was known to all kids thanks to his television fame. Yet few people actually knew his real name. So the rumor that he had died when his stomach exploded from mixing Pop Rocks and soda first started circulating in the 70s. And things got so bad with this urban legend that the FDA took out a full page ad in 45 major publications and set up a hotline to assure anxious parents and teachers that their little sweeties were going to be safe and okay. Like, could you imagine the horror of that? Like,
they had to have a hotline.
A hotline. And they had to take out a whole like page in publication to like stop this. Yeah. Basically, all it is the carbon dioxide within the Pop Rocks is released, which causes the fizzing sound which the candy is known for. Mm-hmm. Well, neither you nor your stomach will explode when you digest Pop Rocks and soda together. The excess amount of gas in your stomachs will need to be released. So be prepared for lots of burping, farting,
sure,
all the good things that happen when you have carbon dioxide in your body in excess. You'll feel really bloated, essentially, because you just got air building up.
You just got lots of gas.
Lots of gas. You're really pumping yourself full.
Big gas moment. Yeah.
Big gas. I don't know how this, like, I mean, obviously we know how it started.
Yeah.
But for that to be so believable, I can totally see kids on the playground though being like, you can't mix those together. Like, you will die.
Yeah. I mean, it's a total like little kid. Like, I'm sure I heard that as a kid too, of like, mm-hmm. Yeah, don't. You can't mix those together. It'll kill you. Your stomach will explode.
Okay, what about this one? Cracking your knuckles causes arthritis.
Okay, this is interesting. I have definitely heard this a lot.
I have
especially
too.
From older people, like my grandparents. But I do not know. I guess I've just never been motivated enough to look into it.
And so you just accepted it for true.
Yeah, but like I don't think I I don't think I've ever like told anyone else that. So I guess
sure.
I don't feel bad for like believing false information because I'm not actually spreading it.
Right. Yeah.
I also don't really crack my knuckles that often.
I'm not a big knuckle cracker. I'm literally doing it right now.
So tell me, does it cause arthritis?
It does not. It is false.
Oh.
So no arthritis is going to happen. Like, you're not going to do that to your body over time, give yourself arthritis. I remember hearing about it in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember I had one teacher that was so passionate about it. She was like, don't ever crack your knuckles. Don't crack your, like, she was so passionate about it. Like, that's why I'm like,
what a weird thing to be passionate about.
Yeah, like, she would hear one of us, like, in class pop our finger. And I don't know, she just, like, didn't like the sound of it. And so this worked really well for her to be like, don't do that because it'll cause arthritis. And, like, we're, like, 8. We don't know what arthritis is. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, what? So according to several studies, no, this urban legend likely evolved because mild swelling can occur when knuckles are vigorously cracked or because the irritation others feel when someone next to them is cracking their knuckles. So there you go. But yeah, studies have said that this will not cause you to get arthritis.
You're
just really irritating someone.
I don't really get the irritation. I don't get irritated if people are cracking their knuckles.
Yeah, I don't understand that either, but I also feel like it could relate back to the ASMR podcast we did where people get irritated when they hear you chewing.
Oh, yeah.
Next legend. Your stomach can explode from drinking Coke and eating Mentos together.
Okay. I feel like I actually, you know, like Coke and Mentos is such a big thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think it, I haven't heard the stomach explode angle as much as Pop Rocks with Coke and Mentos.
Yeah, I feel like with this one, I always heard that like your mouth is just gonna like fizz like crazy.
Yeah, I'm gonna say false because we did Pop Rocks, and I assume it's just a similar situation.
Okay, so the fact is, and this actually comes from the Coca-Cola website itself.
Oh wow!
This is literally from their website, word for word. No, this is an urban myth. It's true that putting Mentos in a bottle of Coca-Cola will cause an impressive fountain of soda to erupt from the bottle. In fact, carbonated water, sparkling wine, and other soft drinks will have a similar effect. However, you won't get the same effect from eating Mentos after drinking Coca-Cola. The eruption you get when you mix Mentos and Coca-Cola is caused by the rough coating of the candy, which results in lots of bubbles forming rapidly on the surface when placed in a carbonated beverage. But the coating begins to dissolve the moment you eat it, so you won't get the same reaction within your stomach.
There it is.
Fun thing about Mentos and Coke, if you ever see like a Mentos and Coca-Cola reaction outside of a Coca-Cola bottle, it is most likely not a Mentos and Coke reaction because the second you pour Coca-Cola out, it loses a ton of carbonation and you will not get the same reaction. It like barely foams. So that's why you won't see it without the Coca-Cola bottle. Like, we've tried it plenty of times on T-Core and it never works. Even if you try to recarbonate it, it just does not work.
The bottle is a key element to get the fountain. But like, I always assumed whatever ingredients in the Mentos somehow reacted with Coca-Cola to cause it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that. It's literally just the coating on the outside of it.
Yeah, it's literally the surface area.
Yeah, it's like creating the Mentos. Bubbles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. You would think it would be the whole candy itself, but it's literally just that very, very thin outer layer. It's kind of crazy, honestly.
Totally.
Okay. Here's a good one.
Okay.
True or false? This is another urban legend. We only use 10% of our brain.
I mean, definitely heard this. Wasn't there even like a movie made about it where they developed a drug to like harness the other... whatever 90%. I don't know. I don't even remember what
it was. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think like Scarlett Johansson was in it. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say false. I feel like we definitely don't utilize our entire brain, but I don't know. I feel like that's a murky definition of like what is utilize, you know, what does it even mean? Like what is using it mean? I don't know. But I'm gonna say like that exact thing of like 10% is false.
You are correct.
Yeah.
So it is really tempting to believe that if you can unlock the other 90% of the brain, you'll become a genius or a martial arts superhero. But unfortunately, there is some very solid evidence that we are constantly using 100% of our brain. In fact, MRI scans show that even simple activities require almost all of our brain to be active. While there's still a lot to learn about the brain, research continues to fill the gaps between fact and fiction.
Oh, wow. So we are generally using 100% then.
Yes. Like we've talked about so many times on this podcast, the brain is a weird thing because it essentially named itself.
It is brain. And
it is brain. You are brain.
We are brain.
You are brain. I am brain. We are brain. But yes, I mean, it is very interesting to think that. But also once you think about it, you're like, wait, if I'm only using 10%, like what about the other 90? Like what would that be doing?
Yeah. Times? Yeah, that's kind of what I was when I was saying, like, I didn't think we were using 100%. I think more it was like we're not using it in maybe the way that we would think. Right. Using it is defined, but I don't know.
I think the crazy part is your brain is still working when you're sleeping.
Oh, it's always working.
Like the only time it stops working is when you're dead. Yeah. And even then, I'm pretty sure it's still working.
I think there is like studies that they've taken brain scans.
Like the brain stays active after
for a while.
Something.
Yeah, for a little while. Yeah. Which makes sense. I mean, it still has oxygenated blood in it for a little bit longer. Yeah.
Crazy to think about. Different thing for a different day. If you want a podcast on that, leave a rating and review because I would love to talk about that. I think it would be fascinating.
Or email randomtheorypod@gmail.com.
Yes.
We're taking suggestions there.
Which would be amazing if you want to leave a multitude of podcast ideas. We'd love that. Okay, I don't know if you've heard this one. I put it on the list because I heard this growing up. So Tootsie Pop rappers, so like, you know, the Tootsie Pops, right?
Sure.
How do you look to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Dude, that freaking owl.
The owl?
Yeah.
Are we old for knowing that? I think that's question here.
I don't know.
So Tootsie Pop rappers with a Native American chief and star will give you free candy and gives you good luck.
I definitely heard free candy. Like that was okay. If you had that, it was free candy. I don't know where you get, like, there's no process set up for that. Like, who do you talk to about your free candy? But I heard that as a kid.
There's no process. You're so right, though. There's no process for you to get your free candy. Like,
well,
there
really isn't. There's not like a number printed on the inside of the wrapper that says, like, call if, you know, you got free.
If you find it, call us.
Like, yeah, I don't know, but whatever.
Okay, do you think it's true or false?
I'm going to go false because I don't ever remember hearing of anyone ever of that ever happening.
Okay, so you're correct.
Dude, crushing it right now.
I feel like this originated because one kid in the classroom was looking at his thing and didn't have something on his wrapper that everyone else had, but he had or she had the Native American shooting the star.
Yeah.
And was like, well, this one is lucky and like I get free candy. Like I can totally see a kid doing that, you know, like because they didn't have something on theirs, but like they had that, but no one else did. I can totally see that being the thing. You know how kids are. They're devious.
Kids are the worst.
They're so devious. Sorry if you're a kid listening to this. You're devious. I was devious. Like you'll do anything to get a leg up on another kid.
Oh, you bet. Anything to get just like a little bit of respect. And like,
that's all
admiration from your classmates.
To be special, like to be the one.
Oh, yeah.
Kids eat that up. Okay, so kids ripping open Tootsie Pops and carefully search for the stars. We're sad to report that you've actually been wasting your time all your life. I still look for the star. Anytime I have a Tootsie Pop, I still look for it.
I don't even remember the last time I had a Tootsie Pop.
So we've all basically been wasting our time. I still look for the star every time just because it's like the thing to do. But the legend started shortly after the Chewy Centered Lollipops went into production in 1931. These things have been around since 1931.
31, wow. Beginning of the Great Depression.
Yeah, they somehow survived.
Wow.
But the company has never had such rewards program in place. So according to Snopes, the company still receives about 150 letters per week.
Per week?
Per week.
Wow.
So for decades, Tootsie Roll sent back letters of regret to prize seekers, but starting in 1982, they created a legend of the Indian rapper to accompany those letters in hopes a good story would dampen disappointment.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, doesn't everyone just like want the candy?
Honestly? Yeah, who cares? I don't want a freaking letter.
I don't want
send
the
me...
legend of the Indian rapper.
Yeah, send me some free Tootsie Pops. Like, come on. If you're going to take the time to send back a letter, throw in a couple of
Tootsie Pop.
Yeah, throw in at least like one or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some big-hearted store owners have actually redeemed the Indian Star rappers themselves, and it's actually led to the longevity of the urban legend.
Oh, so there's people like going rogue and doing it themselves.
Yeah, so like if a kid comes to them at like a bodega or something, or like comes back to the store and is like, I got an Indian, they'll be like, congratulations, like give them another Tootsie Pop kind of thing.
First
but
off,
Tootsie
kid.
Pop's like what, 90 cents, 99 cents? Like, come on.
Yeah, that's to me, if they're going to go to that effort to do the letter, like send a sucker with it or something, I don't know.
This is a good one. Okay. If you swallow gum, it will stay in your stomach for 7 years.
Oh, yeah. This is a big one. I feel like
this is a big one.
Yeah. Dude, I don't even know. This is another one, like I said earlier, where like I, you know, had heard it and I just never felt compelled to look it up.
And honestly, this one is for me believable because no one knows. Like, I have always been terrified of this. I've always been told, like, do not swallow gum. It is so bad for you. And I always, like, in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, if I swallow it, like, this is going to be so bad for me.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right?
It does. It's gum.
It's gum.
This ooey gooey substance. Like, you don't want it on the bottom of your shoe. Why would you want it in your stomach?
That's true.
You know?
But we're putting it in our mouths. So,
yeah. And chewing on it.
And chewing it, you know, but.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Who knows?
So it's actually unclear how this myth started, but scientifically speaking, it is absolutely 110% false. If this was even somewhat true, there would be evidence in colonoscopies. But as the Scientific American reports, there has never been anything in a colonoscopy that shows gum. Also, if you don't know what a colonoscopy is, it's where they put a little camera up your butt. Check out your insides.
just poke around a little bit, see what's up.
So even though gum is insoluble and can't be fully digested, a piece of gum will work its way through the digestive system just like anything else, because gum is made of any number of synthetic elastomers or rubbers. It passes through relatively undisturbed, and it's pushed out by other food waste as well.
So it's like corn.
Basically. So it's definitely not going to line your system, but it's definitely just going to like flush itself out. Okay, the next one. Legend or truth?
Okay.
Shaving hair makes it grow back thicker.
Yeah, definitely heard this, but I think I have like heard the explanation on this, so I'm going to go with false.
It is false.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is a household urban legend, and it is that shaving causes hair to grow back thicker. So although that certainly feels true when dealing with short, stubbly hair post-shave, there's actually no scientific evidence to back this up.
I guess it can make sense why somebody would think that. You know, if you shave, especially if you have like me, like darker hair, it's very noticeable when that stubble starts coming back in. But that's it. Like, it's just that's why people might think that is it's just
how you made.
All right, how many we got left?
All right, we got two left. Let's see if you can go all the way through.
Oh my gosh, don't put that pressure on me.
These last two are like my favorite ones.
Okay.
So, legend or fact?
Okay.
Coca-Cola was made with cocaine at one point.
I have definitely heard some weird stuff about old-timey Coca-Cola. I'm going to go with true.
You are correct.
Yeah.
So, yes, in fact, trace amounts of cocaine were in fact found in the sugary soda at one time, but has been completely removed from the ingredients since 1929. So if you're drinking Coke a cola back then. You were drinking cocaine. Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The 20s, man.
Yeah, wild. It was a really wild time, truthfully. But before you get all judgy, know that it wasn't uncommon for medicines of that time to contain cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which Coca-Cola was originally marketed as.
Yeah, that was, so that is what I had heard is Coca-Cola was not like an enjoyable beverage. It was like a tonic, like an old-timey medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah, like back in the day, all the medicine was cocaine. Like people were just taking cocaine.
It was actually just cocaine. It was weird. The things that they did back then was just not, it was not good. It was not okay. But anyway, Coke contains extracts from the coca plant, which is also where cocaine comes from. I feel like we should not be giving people this knowledge, but now we know that cocaine actually comes from a plant.
Yeah.
So when it started to become known that cocaine could be harmful, the chemists at Coke did everything they could with the technology at the time to remove trace amounts of cocaine from the extracts used in the beverage. But the minuscule amounts that were left weren't enough to have any effect even on a fly. So there were a little bit of trace amounts in it, but it wasn't going to even like harm a child.
It wasn't going to do anything. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder if anyone has like an unopened Coke from 1929 or before.
Oh, yeah. I bet that's out there. Yeah.
Those people, like if they cracked it open, what it would taste like, number one, it would probably taste terrible.
It would probably, yeah, it would probably kill you like the moment you took a sip.
Yeah. But... And our last urban legend and myth of the day, pools will turn red, blue, or black, whatever color you've ever been told in your life, if you pee in them.
Okay. It's all riding on this.
It's all riding on this one moment.
Yeah. My whole life is built up to this one moment.
I was definitely told this as a kid.
Yeah, I have absolutely heard this. I've seen it in movies.
Yep, it's been in tons of movies.
Tons of movies. Always some comedy where like a kid or like a grown man pees in a
That's
pool.
That's the thing. Urban myths don't help with the movies.
Oh, yeah. Like all of these have been in a movie at some point, I'm sure. Yeah,
it's like our first ever podcast could fit on this list too.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, then you better go listen to our very first episode of the podcast.
You better start scrolling because it's a good one, honestly. And it's a good podcast.
It was. It was a good first episode. Okay. I am going to go false.
You are correct.
Yeah.
I think every kid has heard about this. You can't pee in a pool because there's a special chemical and no one knows what the chemical is.
Yeah.
No one can ever tell you what the chemical is, but it turns the water around you red, blue, green, whatever color you think or have been told. But the point is that everyone will be able to tell that you peed in the pool.
Yeah.
Fortunately for 6-year-olds everywhere or 30-year-olds, 20-year-olds, everybody, no such urine indicating dye exists.
I heard blue, I think, was the one that it would turn like a darker blue. But yeah, that's the thing is like you would always hear, oh, there's this special chemical.
There's a special chemical.
It was like, well, what's the why are they adding? What is this chemical? And yeah, it was just this was just a tactic to shame little kids and I guess to not peeing in a pool, which like
I'm here for.
Don't pee in a pool, obviously.
Yes, please.
But yeah, maybe just like tell your kids. Try and teach your kids not to do that because it's not a good thing to do rather than like
lying there's to
a
them.
Special yeah there's a special chemical
like don't instill the fear of embarrassment into them like
yeah
just
yeah.
tell them hey it's okay if you have to pee just get out of the pool
and just get yeah just leave the pool and go
don't
pee.
Make other people swim around in your pee
totally dude that's disgusting
honestly this was a fun podcast I feel like if anyone wants another one of these come up with your own and like send them to us in the email and then I will go and do research on them so if like you've heard this urban myth and you want me to verify clear it up use some science like we can definitely do that this was fun
obviously we heard these as kids and we grew up in the United States I would love to hear like some other countries
Oh yes.
What are your like urban myths that you heard as a kid growing up?
that instilled fear into your soul.
that terrified you as a kid, and you're still hanging on to a little of that as an adult. Yeah. We'll bust those wide open.
All right, science pals, that's it. Hopefully you did a little myth busting for this Monday. And we'll be back next week with Josh, of course, for the 100th episode. We're so excited. We're getting everything geared up and ready, and we can't wait to celebrate with you, our awesome family. So leave a rating and review, and maybe we'll give away something special to one of the rating and review people for the 100th episode. So we'll see. Make sure you guys leave those rating reviews, send us emails, and of course, follow us on Instagram so you get all the updates for the 100th episode and how to join our Zoom. All right, science pals, see you in the next one. Bye!
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.